Ayak Wall drives at least for 6 hours daily while running errands around Juba Town. She and other motorists say some traffic police officers are rude compared to their counterparts in other East African countries like Kenya and Uganda.
So as soon as they flag you down, it's them taking off your number plate, them abusing you. Something you just don't leave any traffic, a corner of any traffic police being okay, because they've spoiled your day already. They just fine you for things you don't, that are not even existing. And it's always a group of them doing the same. It's a recurring behavior which has to be changed.
According to South Sudan Trafficked Act, police officers have powers to stop motorists as part of routine monitoring of drivers' paperwork for compliance with traffic laws of the country. Traffic police officers are also authorized to arrest reckless and drunk drivers to ensure road safety for other motorists and pedestrians. According to the latest World Health Organization data published in 2020, road traffic accidents death in South Sudan reached 4,000 or 4.8% of total death recorded in the country. Juma Bido is an entertainment specialist whose work requires lots of driving around Juba Town. He says some traffic police officers who control the streets of the capital have forgotten their core duties and are busy collecting and demanding money from drivers.
It's all about sometimes I'm avoiding them from the main road because sometimes they will waste your time when you want to go to the office or you have a meeting and somewhere here, and then they on the road they will waste your time, okay? And that's why sometimes we use the road inside the areas instead of the main road, just to avoid wasting our time on the roads.
Lieutenant Roy Mon Roy is the head of information and public relations at the Traffic Police Department in Juba. He says traffic police officers have the right to stop and check the motorists at any time. Roy cautioned traffic police officers to avoid frustrating drivers, but instead make the roads safer for all users in Juba and the towns across the country. He urged motorists to promptly report any misconduct by giving details of errant traffic police officers.
We encourage the citizens every time we speak to the media that if you have been assaulted by traffic police or your rights have been violated, please come and inform us at the headquarters, the Department of Complaints. A team will be formed to visit where the case took place and the law will take its course, because this is not what we have been trained to do. We do not serve by harassing or assaulting motorists. It is not part of our mandate.
Stephen Kumbonyeki is a real estate entrepreneur who is always on the move meeting his clients in Juba. He says driving around the town can be a nightmare due to behaviors of some unprofessional traffic police officers.
It's really hard. They get to waste much of your time on the road. And if you had errands to run, you miss it out. If you had businesses to close, you lose it out. Just in an argument over a minor thing, or they might need a petty cash from you. So we really need to address these issues as citizens and as young people.
Lieutenant Roy insists that some of the reg traffic police officers harassing motorists on the streets of South Sudan's capital, Juba, are acting on their own. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shapai in Juba.